Welcome back. Today we're unpacking a paper called Optimizing RAG Re-Rankers with LLM Feedback via Reinforcement Learning. Why does this matter? In retrieval-augmented generation pipelines, you usually have three components: a retriever that pulls candidate passages, a re-ranker that orders them, and a reader or generator that composes the final answer. Small changes in the re-ranker can dramatically affect relevance and factuality downstream. The central question this paper asks is, can LLM-generated feedback, used as a reward signal in an RL loop, train re-rankers that are measurably better than standard supervised or heuristic approaches?
Short primer. Think of the LLM as a grader or coach. Instead of expensive human labels for which passage is best, you prompt a large model to compare candidates and give a score or binary preference. Those scores become a reward signal. Then you run RL to push the re-ranker's policy toward rankings that the LLM prefers. It's the idea of using a high-capability model to proxy human judgments at scale, which is attractive when annotation is costly.
I can see the appeal, but in production, the stakes are concrete. Imagine a customer support search where the top result determines whether a user self-serves or opens a ticket. A wrong top rank increases support load, hurts satisfaction, and may break SLOs. Using an LLM for feedback buys you labels, but it adds latency and cost during training and can change behavior unpredictably if the LLM's preferences drift.
Good point. To be clear for listeners, the re-ranker sits between retrieval and generation and influences which context the reader sees, so it directly affects hallucination risk and answer relevancy. Jamie, can you give one sentence summarizing the paper's claim?
They claim that using LLM-generated feedback to form reward signals and then optimizing a neural re-ranker via reinforcement learning yields better-ranked passages on relevance and factuality metrics than typical supervised or heuristic baselines.
And from an ops angle, that potential improvement needs to be weighed against costs. How often do you call the LLM for feedback, whether you cache evaluations, and how you monitor for reward drift so the re-ranker doesn't optimize for spurious preferences?
Nice. Here's the roadmap for today's episode. First, we'll walk through the method in more detail, with Jamie explaining how the LLM feedback is structured and fed into RL. Then Mark will challenge the approach with production concerns and rollout strategies. Finally, we'll discuss implications, trade-offs, and next steps for teams thinking about adopting this. Jamie, take us into the method.
Okay, diving in, at a high level, they use an LLM as a grader. Given a user query and a set of candidate passages, you prompt the LLM to compare candidates and either give a binary preference or a scalar score. Those LLM outputs become the reward signal that the re-ranker tries to optimize via reinforcement learning.
Quick concrete picture for listeners. Say two passages. A mentions the right API method, but omits a caveat. B is slightly off, but more concise. The LLM compares A and B, prefers A, and maybe assigns 0.8 versus 0.2. That preference is the training signal, yes?
Exactly. You can treat it as pairwise preferences or a continuous score. Practically, you collect many such comparisons and either train a separate reward model to distill the LLM's judgments or use the LLM calls directly when computing rewards for rollouts.
When you say train a reward model, is that mainly to lower cost and stabilize learning?
Both. Calling a big LLM for every candidate in an RL loop is expensive and noisy. So teams often query the LLM on a curated set, fit a smaller reward model to imitate those judgments, then use that learned reward during RL. That gives cheaper, faster reward evaluation and makes training more stable.
What RL algorithms are they using for the re-ranker? Policy gradient, PPO, something else?
Common choices are policy gradient style updates, or PPO. The re-ranker is a policy that maps query candidate set to a ranked distribution. Gradients are estimated from sampled rankings and their rewards. PPO helps with stability by constraining policy updates. Advantage estimators and baseline subtraction reduce variance.
On policy versus off policy, do they need fresh on policy rollouts every update? That affects compute.
On policy is the simplest to reason about because the reward corresponds to current policy samples, but it's costly. Some papers use off-policy replay with importance weights or batch RL, where you collect many examples and update with them. You trade bias for sample efficiency. Batch size and how you normalize rewards are crucial for stability. Too small batches give high variance, too large slows iteration.
And in real systems, calling an LLM for feedback at scale, that's an ops problem. You can't run thousands of LLM calls every training step. How do teams handle that?
Caching is the first step. Cache LLM scores for identical query candidate pairs and reuse them. Second is the reward model distillation I mentioned. Third, filter what you send to the LLM. Sample difficult or uncertain examples rather than everything. And finally, limit calls by active learning. Ask the LLM where the current reward model is unsure.
Monitoring is also important. If the LLM's preferences drift, say due to a model update, the re-ranker could optimize for a moving target. What monitoring strategies apply?
You need continual calibration. Periodically compare LLM-derived scores to a small set of human labels and check for drift. Assembling multiple LLMs or checkpoints can reduce single model bias. Also, keep a held-out validation set with human judgments for sanity checks.
Speaking of bias, how do you prevent the re-ranker from inheriting undesirable LLM biases? If the LLM has systemic preferences, won't RL amplify them?
Good point. Mitigations include combining the LLM reward with sparse human labels, regularizing the re-ranker to not deviate far from a supervised baseline, and using ensemble reward models. You can also add constraint penalties into the reward for known undesirable behaviors.
From an engineering standpoint, you should also canary the re-ranker in production, A/B test on a subset of traffic, monitor downstream metrics like ticket volume or satisfaction, and have a fast rollback if you see negative regression. Throttling LLM feedback calls in retraining pipelines buys time to observe behavior.
On evaluation, compare against strong supervised baselines, pairwise ranking losses, lambda rank, or simply training the re-ranker with human labels. The paper's claim is improvement over these baselines, but you should benchmark on both offline metrics like NDCG and online metrics tied to user outcomes.
Quick rebuttal trade. Jamie argues ensemble reward models and calibration solve bias. Mark points out that ensembles and human labels increase cost and complexity. Jamie responds,
they do increase cost, but it's a pragmatic trade. A small, high-quality human-labeled set plus an ensemble reward model often prevents catastrophic drift while keeping most gains from LLM supervision. Think of it as adding guardrails rather than replacing humans entirely.
Agree. And operationally, start small. Limited traffic, close monitoring, rollback hooks, and run offline stress tests with adversarial queries to expose failure modes before broad rollout.
All right, to wrap this technical section in one crisp paragraph, the method uses an LLM to generate preference or score-based rewards, distills those signals into a stable reward model, and then uses RL, typically PPO, or advantage-based policy gradients with careful batch sizing and normalization to optimize a neural re-ranker. Practical deployment needs caching, calibration against humans, ensembles to reduce bias, and staged rollouts to control risk. Let's move into implications and trade-offs. At a high level, LLM feedback plus RL can cut annotation needs and improve re-ranker relevance, but it comes with compute costs, potential reward drift, and governance questions. How should teams think about measurable gains versus cost?
Empirically, papers report modest but consistent lifts on relevance and factuality metrics. The real win is fewer human labels because an LLM can cheaply generate many preference signals. That said, you trade label cost for compute. So distilling the LLM into a small reward model and using selective LLM queries often gives the best ROI.
From production view, it's a cost shift, not a free lunch. You reduce annotation spend, but add GPU and API expense for LLM calls, plus engineering for caching and distillation. The business case depends on how much better downstream metrics, like reduced tickets or higher task success, map to revenue or cost savings.
What about robustness? Distribution shift and adversarial queries are common in the wild. How fragile is this approach?
Fragility is real. If the training distribution drifts or adversaries exploit ranking quirks, a re-ranker optimized to an LLM reward can degrade. Mitigations include adversarial evaluation during development, uncertainty-aware RL that flags low-confidence cases, and human-in-the-loop checks for high-impact queries.
And operational monitoring is key. Don't rely on offline metrics alone. Track user satisfaction, downstream accuracy, ticket volume, and latency. Run canaries and short A/B tests, and set up automated alerts for metric regressions so you can roll back quickly.
Mark, can you lay out a concise adoption checklist for teams considering this?
Sure. Start with a pilot. 1. A-B test on a small traffic slice. 2. Monitor core user KPIs, not just NDCG. 3. Throttle LLM feedback calls and cache aggressively. 4. Maintain a small human-labeled validation set for drift checks. And 5. Have rollback hooks and staged rollouts. Also run adversarial offline tests before any public launch.
From a research angle, promising directions are hybrid reward signals that mix sparse human labels with LLM judgments, developing uncertainty-aware RL tailored to ranking, and building more realistic benchmarks that measure downstream task accuracy and user value rather than just rank correlation.
Great. Quick round now, one-line actionable recommendations. Jamie, a one-line recommendation for researchers?
Researchers, prioritize hybrid reward methods and uncertainty estimation so LLM supervision scales safely without amplifying bias.
Mark, one line for engineers deploying this in production?
Engineers, start narrow A-B test, throttle and cache LLM feedback, monitor real user metrics, and keep fast rollback paths ready.
To synthesize briefly, using LLM feedback with RL can meaningfully improve re-ranking while saving annotation. But success depends on careful distillation, robust monitoring, human guardrails, and thoughtful cost-benefit analysis before wide deployment. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It With AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.